in the front of my mind. We will have a short meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30.
8:30?
For one final bill. It'll be about a 10-minute meeting.
8:30?
Yeah.
About a 10-minute meeting. 8:30 tomorrow morning. We haven't got the announcement up yet. It'll be a work session. So, okay. So, I wanted to let you know if you wouldn't see them.
Mr. Chair, is that time negotiable? Like 8:45, 9 o'clock?
8:32?
I'm going to Eugene.
Do we hear 10?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
8:30 it is.
We have before us first, I want to do a work session on Senate Bill 20A. Let me open that. Council, would you just bring us up to where we are?
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, Senate Bill 20A is the violations and infractions bill that you heard and actually worked on June 3rd. And at that time, you had adopted the A-19, A-20, A-24, A-25, A-26, and A-27 amendments unanimously. And
are there any more amendments?
You're not being asked to consider any additional amendments at this time.
Okay. There are no more amendments to Senate Bill 20. All the amendments that need to go into the bill are in.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Williams.
I would move Senate Bill 20 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams, on Senate Bill 20A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Aye.
Excused? Excused?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Senate Bill 20 goes to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. We need a carrier. It's a commission bill. Do you want it?
I'd be pleased to carry it, Mr. Chairman.
Representative. No, I'm probably going to give you SJR 7. I'll take 20.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have a public hearing. I'll open that on SJR 7. While Rachel is bringing up the witness sheet, Council, would you give us the overview on as it is before us presently?
Mr. Chair, members, Senate Joint Resolution 7A proposes an amendment to the Constitution that would require the governor to fill vacancies in the Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, Oregon Tax Court, and Circuit Courts from a list submitted by a judicial nominating commission. The resolution specifies that that commission shall consist of 5 members, 2 appointed by the President of the Senate, 2 by the House, the Speaker of the House, and 1 member appointed by the Chief Justice, all of whom would serve terms of 4 years on the commission.
Okay.
And you have before you the -A7 amendments, and I believe Representative Williams.
I'd like Representative Williams to speak to the A7 amendments.
Thank you, Mr.
I think that is, for the purpose of witnesses, that's the chair is...
yeah, I no one signed up on the list, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Okay. You are the witness.
I am the witness, I guess. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, you've obviously heard a lot about SJR 7 as it was first proposed. It actually required Senate confirmation of gubernatorial judicial appointments. Senator Bryant and Senator Durfler then proposed amendments which moved it to this commission-style plan, and that's how we received it. I've spent quite a bit of time talking to members both of bench and bar and of the public related to this issue, and I've also spoke to the 2 sponsors of the bill. They are aware of the -A7 amendments, which would essentially require the interim judiciary committees of both the House and the Senate to conduct a joint study of proposals for constitutional changes designed to increase legislative participation in the appointment of judges to fill vacancy in judicial offices. It will require the preparation of a report on those recommendations arising out of the joint study, and that they shall submit to the legislature both the report and introduce legislation to implement some recommendations of the joint study. So it is a measured response to the request or the intent of the drafters. It would be, I guess, wrong of me to say that Senator Durfler and Senator Bryant were not disappointed. In fact, I think they both are disappointed that this is as far as we're going. But I think it's an appropriate first step as we examine what really is, I think, a very, very critical issue. So I would commend the amendments to you. is a reasonable resolution of this matter at this stage of the legislative session. I will say, though, for my friends of Bench and Bar who were here today, that I think there is an opportunity at times for us to be, as lawyers and those involved in these matters on a daily basis, somewhat of, how shall I say, maybe parochial in our approach to these issues. It is easy sometimes as a lawyer to think that the courts belong to us. And the courts belong to the people of the state of Oregon. They do not belong to the bar or the board of governors of the bar. They do not belong to the judges, and they do not belong to the lawyers. They belong to the people of the state of Oregon. And the sooner we remember that in our approach to these issues, the better off our image and the image of the bar and the bench will be in the eyes of Oregonians in this state. So I would just remind my colleagues, both in bench and bar, of that issue, and remind them that as we move forward in this analysis in the joint interim committees, to remember that point, because it is the people of Oregon that the courts serve, not the lawyers and not the special interest groups. I feel it very important that I say that, because I was not necessarily opposed to these proposals. But I brought forward this proposal for an interim study because in the long run, I thought it was in the best interest of everyone involved to take this approach. But with that, Mr. Chairman, I will quit speechifying.
Well, that's fine. I want to make sure then, for the record, that Senator Bryant has seen the amendments and has indicated a willingness to concur.
I believe he will concur, Mr. Okay. Chairman.
Representative Werbeloff.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I find Representative Williams' remarks kind of interesting in that when he talks about the courts belonging to the people of Oregon, we recently changed a law that would have in the caption the state of Oregon versus, because we felt that was not appropriate. And actually, I agreed also. But I suppose they belong to the people of Oregon sometimes and not others, perhaps. But I would also remind this body that there has always been a separation of powers. And I am very happy that we have this amendment and somebody's going to look at what might be done in the future, if anything. And I would ask that as this is looked at during the interim, that it's very important to consider what harm could be done to the separation of powers if we make this a politicized type of activity. And that's certainly what Senate Joint Resolution, as it is before the amendments, I think would open the door to.
Okay, nobody signed up to testify. I'm going to work session. We can move our discussion along. So we'll close the public hearing on SJR 7A and open the work session. Representative Witt.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just briefly, I was prepared to vote for this. I do very much appreciate the comments of Representative Williams on this, pointing out that the courts do belong to the people of Oregon. And I think that this approach in his dash seven amendments is a responsible one, and it'll give us an opportunity over the interim to take a well-thought-out approach to this issue. And as Representative Werbeloff pointed out, we don't want to politicize this process. We want to be careful in terms of how we do this so that we don't really unnecessarily or improperly intrude on the separation of powers. So I appreciate these amendments. I think there's an opportunity here that we should be able to develop a consensus around, which will allow us a longer-term approach to and a well-thought-out approach to trying to address this issue.
Thank you. Yeah, the amendments certainly address my concerns about the resolution originally. I think we will benefit from taking some time to take a look at this and bringing in a group of folks who have perspectives on this and take the time in the interim to do that. I'm very pleased to see the amendments. Representative Wells?
Yeah, thank you. I was kind of refreshing to see that we're going to have a regular interim judiciary committee do this rather than appointing another committee around here.
I guess we know we're going to have an interim committee now that we've
built a job.
We've made, yeah, it's mandated.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Walker.
Thank you. I was glad to see that we weren't going to be sending out yet another issue out to the voters this year, and I was going to vote no on this bill, so I'm glad the change has been brought forward. I can live with that, and I'll be happy to vote yes today.
I want to make sure the amendment does replace the original bill entirely, so we're not going to be sending out to the people a...
No, Mr. Chairman.
...a resolution to establish a study commission.
I understand that.
Yeah, and I asked legislative counsel before we came.
Who's going to campaign for that?
Yeah. We're in good shape, I think.
All right. Okay, we're in work session. Representative Williams.
I would move the dash A7 amendment to SJR 7.
Representative Williams moves the dash A7 amendments to SJR 7. Is there further discussion? Please call the roll.
Aye.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Thank you, Representative. This is the motion on the amendment. Is there any objection? So ordered. All right.
You're out of sync here.
Yeah, Representative Williams.
Mr. Chairman, I would move SJR 7 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves SJR 7 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Now, is this one we call the roll?
Yeah, call the roll.
Okay, please call the roll.
Representative Backlund.
Aye.
Yes.
Representative
Walker.
Aye.
Representative Wells.
Yes.
Representative Williams.
Yes.
Representative Witt.
Yes.
Yes. SJR 7A, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Williams, these are your amendments. I'll let you carry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. With that, I'll close the work session on SJR 7, and we are adjourned. Just a reminder once again, 8:30 tomorrow morning.
8:30. Hearing tomorrow.